那我们下午继续来学习在基督里教养孩童。
This afternoon, we would like to continue the topic of teaching children in Christ.
我们看到我们教会有很多的小孩。
In our church, there are many children.
大部分的家庭都有自己的孩子。
Most families have their own children.
但是教小孩又是最头痛的事情。
But teaching our children may be the most difficult thing.
前几年卡加利发生一个新闻。
A few years ago, there was news in Calgary.
就是有一天晚上，有一批年轻人在开派对 ，party.
There was one evening when there were some youths who were having a party.
在玩得正高兴的时候
，and at in the climax of their party,
有另外一个年轻人进去用枪杀了大概五六个年轻人。
There was another youth who went into the party and with a gun killed about five or six other youths.
那后来把年轻人抓了，那个凶手抓了。
So the police arrested the criminal who did this crime.
然后最后就调查他什么家庭出来的。
And they investigated him and found out who his family were.
结果发觉这个凶手的爸爸原来是当地一个有名的警官。
They realized that the murderer's father was actually a very well-known police chief of that area.
爸爸很努力地去抓贼，去保护别人。
The father worked very hard to capture criminals and protect the people.
结果自己孩子呢，走错路了。
But his own son went down the incorrect path.
因为常常新闻都有讲，最近加拿大也差一点有一宗这个恐怖分子的攻击。
There's also a lot of news about terrorist attacks, and recently in Canada, there was also a planned terrorist attack that was foiled.
在多伦在安省这边呢。
In Ontario.
还好警察要把他及时的去锁定那个犯人。
But fortunately, the police were able to stop the criminal before he did anything.
在他要在公共地方放炸弹之前。
Before he was about to plant a bomb in a public area,
把他找到
they were able to find him.
在混乱当中啊，警察也把他打死了。
And they also killed him in the ensuing battle.
他的家庭听到很伤心。
When his family heard about this, they were very sad.
不知道为什么孩子会变成这样子。
They did not know why their child became this way.
有一些父母以为自己孩子每天都在家里。
Some parents think that because their children are at home all the time,
都在房间,
that they're in their rooms,
以为他们都很乖, 都没有乱跑,
so the parents think that the children are good and they're not doing anything wrong.
结果一下子发觉孩子去自杀了,
but then suddenly they realize that their child commits suicide.
为什么呢?
What's the reason for this?
原来在网上被人家欺负了。
It's actually because online they were bullied by other people.
他们承受不了。
They could not withstand the bullying.
他们就自杀了。
So they committed suicide.
有一些呢，就在网络的世界呢，沉迷一些不好的东西。
In the world of the internet, there are hidden some things that are very dark.
有一些呢，他在网络上交了坏朋友。
Some people online make friends who are not good.
所以我们现在当家长的，其实应该是要很。都很紧张。
So as parents today, we must be very vigilant.
我们现在已经进入一个人类历史以来最难教孩子的这个年代。
Today we enter into an era in the history of mankind, in which it has become the most difficult to raise a child.
因为现在这个是人类历史到现在为止是最复杂的、最罪恶的一个年代。
Because this generation is the most evil and most complicated in the history.
是我们老一代的上一代的没有办法想象的。
It is beyond the imagination of the older generation.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
我们看箴言二十二章。
In Proverbs 22.
二十二章的第六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 22, verse 6.
二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs 22, verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老。
Verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
这句话呢，不是对老师说的。
This phrase is not spoken to teachers.
这句话呢，是圣经对家长说的。
Rather, this phrase in the Bible is spoken to parents.
在犹太人的社会里面，教导孩童的责任就是落在父亲跟母亲的身上。
In a Jewish society, the role of teaching children is in the hands of the mother and the father.
不是在 会堂里面一个礼拜几个钟头的老师的教导而已。
Teaching children is not accomplished in the church or the synagogue, where a teacher would only see a child for a few weeks, few hours a week.
是要在家庭里面的。
Teaching the child occurs in the family.
没有老师可以代替父母来教孩子。
Therefore, no teacher is able to replace parents in teaching their children.
没有祖父母可以代替你去教你的孩子。
No grandparent is able to replace you in training up your own child.
你作为一个父母，是神给予你特权，也是特别的责任，去教你的孩子。
As a parent, God has given you this unique responsibility and privilege, to train up your own child.
你会不会成功？
Whether or not it is successful?
第一个阶段，看你零到十二三岁里面有没有把握住这个最关键的时候。
First depends on whether or not you have been able to train them before they're 12 or 13 years old.
早上我们讲过了。
This morning we said.
首先，你要在十二岁以前把他灌输大量神的话语进到他的头脑里面。
That first, before they're 12 years of age, you must give them many words of the Bible and the words of God.
无论用任何的方，用任何的方法。
Using whichever means possible.
包括强迫的。
Including forcing them to learn it.
包括鼓励的。
Including encouraging them.
让他去读。
To make them read the Bible.
让他去听。
To listen to the word.
让他去背。
And to memorize.
让他去看。
To read.
让他进到他小小的心灵里面。
So that these words of God can enter into their hearts.
十二岁之后，这些所读过的神的话语就会慢慢的成为他思想的一部分。
After they're 12 years of age, the words of God that are in their heart will become a part of their thought.
第二呢，十二岁以前，你要给他非常严谨的规范。
Also, prior to the age of 12, you need to train them so that they understand their boundaries.
你不要给他选择。
You do not need to give him a choice.
十二岁之前，你不需要给他选择。
Before their age of 12, you do not need to give him a choice.
你不需要尊重他的想法。
You do not have to respect their thought.
十二岁之前，你的想法就是他要遵循的想法。
Before their age 12, your thinking is their thinking.
这个很重要。
This is important.
没有规范，没有心中没有安全感。
Because without boundaries, they will not have a sense of security.
要严谨的规范他们。
We need to give them clear boundaries.
再来，十二三岁之前。
And before the age of 12 or 13,
要开始让他负轭。
We need to let them carry their own yoke.
让他要做帮忙做家事。
Have them help out with the work of the house.
让他吃一点点苦头。
So that they can suffer a little bit.
让他真正的了解。
And truly understand.
这个世界
the world
是不容易的。
And how difficult it
can be. 不要爱惜他，怕他辛苦。
We do not spoil them and.
不要怕他
worry about them suffering.
这都是圣经的教导。
These are teachings from the Bible.
那我们再来讲一点。
So now we will talk about another point.
这个教养孩童啊，要怎么教养？
About how to train up a child.
先不要讲别的教养。
We do not have to think about other types of education.
我们先要把负面的东西尽量的先拿走，或是控制。
We can first remove negative things.
这是在孩童小的时候，十二三岁之前，尽量限制他用科技、用网络，这个很重要。
Before the age of 12 or 13, we should try to limit their use of technology or science.
但是圣经没有讲网络这个字，也没有讲电脑这个字。
The Bible does not talk about the terms computer or internet.
但是圣经有讲一个观念。
But the Bible does describe a concept.
你要你孩子要健康的成长。
It says that if you want your child to grow up healthily,
他的心要能够平静。
Their heart must be at peace.
我们看诗篇的131篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 131.
诗篇131篇。
Psalm 131.
一到二节。
Verses 1 to 2.
诗篇131篇一到二节。
Psalm 131 verses 1 to 2.
诗篇131篇一到二节。
Psalm 131, 1 to 2.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。重大而测不透的事，我也不敢行。请读。
Verse one, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I concern myself with great matters.
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子，在他母亲的怀中，我的心在他里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
Nor with things too profound for me, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
这里是用。孩子在母亲的怀中有一种很平静情绪很稳定的一个图画来 形容我们跟神的关系应该是这样。
Here, the Bible uses the picture of a very calm child being weaned by his mother to describe, how our relationship with God should be.
现代的人跟以前的人不一样。
People today are different from the people of the past.
其实也不用说古代了，现在已经跟十年前、二十年的世界就不一样。
In fact, the people and the world today is very different from that 10 years ago.
如果在座五六十岁的长辈们，你们小时候怎么样长大的呢？
For those people who are about 50 or 60 years old now, how did you grow up when you were little?
小时候什么都没有。
When you were little, you did not have anything.
要看东西就跑到郊外去看。
If you wanted to observe something, you would go to the nature to observe it.
大自然呢是很平淡的。
The things in the nature are very peaceful.
对不对？如果在乡下长大的话，天是蓝色的。
And it's, for example, if you grew up in the countryside, you can see that the sky is blue.
草是绿色的。
The grass is green.
就是这两种颜色而已。
And that's about it.
顶多有河有海，蓝色，多一点点而已。
There could be rivers or seas that are blue, and that's about it.
还有每天的景色都差不多。
And it looks the same, approximately the same every day.
变化很少。
Changes occur slowly.
以前那一代的孩子长大了，他们没有在很多的颜色，没有在很多变化的刺激当中长大。
So the children of the past did not grow up in an environment where there were lots of stimulation from different colors and things.
但是小时候电视可能都没有。
Because when they were young, they may not even have a television.
那三四十岁的这一代了，就是我们这一代了，小时候就已经看电视长大。
Those who are about 30 to 40 years old now, we grew up in a generation where we had television.
但是以前好看的东西也不多。
But in the past, there were not many programs that were nice to watch.
每天看卡通的时间就一两个钟头，之后就没有了。
So every day we would watch a cartoon for about 1 or 2 hours, and that would be it.
现在的孩子是怎么长大？
But how do the children today grow up?
很小就接触电脑。
When they're very young, they're already exposed to computers.
很小就接触电子，像 iPad 啊，还有这些网络的世界。
They're already exposed to electronics like iPads and also the internet.
那这样子对好还是不好呢？
And is this good or not for them?
有一个家长，他孩子才两岁。
There was a parent whose child was only 2 years old.
那孩子在玩 iPad.
And the child was playing with an iPad.
还会弄 game， 还会摸来摸去这样弄来弄。
The child already knew how to play games on the iPad.
他父母好高兴。
And the parent was very happy.
他告诉别人，看我孩子多聪明。
He said to others he talked to others about how intelligent his child appears to be.
两岁，我孩子两岁就会玩 iPad.
That at an age of two, the child already knows how to play with the iPad.
他觉得这是一种成就啊，一种很好的东西啊。
He felt this was a success. It was a very good thing.
专家的看法，这个不是一件好事。
But from the perspective of experts, this is not.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为孩子在太早。太年轻、太幼年的时候，就接受大量的刺激跟资讯的话，
Because if a child in their very young age is overstimulated,
他头脑没有办法 process 去处理这些东西。
Their minds are unable to process all the information.
还有这种电脑的东西啊，那光是很强。
Also, the light from these tablets or computers are very strong.
一直进到眼睛里面。
Their eyes are continually exposed to this kind of light.
如果他从两岁就开始看了，
If it begins at age of two,
看到十一二岁的时候，他已经看了七八年、九年了。
By the time of age 11, they would have already been looking at these screens for 9 years.
他已经看过多少东西了？
how much material have they already seen?
先不要说他有没有可能去看不好的东西。
So it's not a question of whether or not they will go and find bad things to look at.
他已经看了很多东西。
Because they would have already seen many things.
他头脑没有办法去处理。
Their minds are unable to process
everything. 我们知道啊，当你东西越多混在一起的时候，到最后就一个字。
We know that if you have lots of things and you put all of them together in one place,
所有的影像如果重叠的时候会变成一个字。
If you overlay many pictures on top of each other, then at the end, what you will get
就是乱。
Is chaos.
没有办法理出一个头绪。
You will have information that is not understandable.
所以现在已经专家已经发现了，太早接触电脑、太早接触这种科技的小孩子，他们到青春期的时候呢，他的情绪很不稳定。
So the experts say now that if a child is exposed to a lot of information at an age that is too young, then when they are adolescents, they may become very unstable emotionally.
还有现在越来越多青少年呢，有失眠的问题。
There are also very many youth today who have problems sleeping.
以前失眠是老年人的专利。
In the past, the problems of sleeping belong to the older people.
如果六七十岁了，睡不着，这个很正常，大家好像都这样。
If you are 60 or 70 years old and you can't fall asleep, that's pretty typical. Most people are like that.
十几岁的人都说睡不着，这个就很奇怪。
But today, even teenagers have a hard time falling asleep, and that is very strange. They can lie on the bed for many hours and be unable to fall asleep.
为什么?
Why?
因为太早, 接触太多的资讯。
It's because they have received too much information at too early of a time.
没有从小没有被控制。
Because they did not have these kinds of controls when they're young.
这里说啊，你看第一节说啊，其实他一个心灵状态很平安的时候，他不需要看很多，他不需要听很多。
Therefore, verse 1 here says that when a person's heart is stable, they do not have to see or hear many things.
他心中很平稳安静。
They're balanced and peaceful in heart.
因为他跟他的妈妈很 close, 很接近。
Because this child is very close to his mother.
在母亲的怀中。
He is in the bosom of the mother.
所以他不需要那些东西。
So he does not need anything else.
我们知道一个孩子，如果没有父母的爱，你给他很多的玩具，他还是不快乐。
You know that if a child does not have the love of his parents, even if he has lots of toys, he will not be happy.
玩具不能代替父母.
Because toys cannot replace parents.
他玩一下就把玩具丢了，他就很无聊。
The child can play with a toy for a little bit of time, but then he will throw it away because it's boring.
他说无聊就是因为想要父母的爱。
And the reason why the child thinks it's boring is because he seeks the love of parents.
但是我们今天怎么样教导儿女的呢？
But today, how do we teach our children?
我们都很忙嘛。
Many of us are very busy.
最好的方法是什么？
What's the best method?
你哭啊！来来来， iPad 给你，不要吵啊！
不要吵我啊！ We think that if our child cries, we can just hand them the iPad and then the child will stop crying.
真的，很多家长，很多父母。
Indeed, many parents.
哇，你给他一台这个，他可以三个钟头不找你。
When they give an iPad to their child,
五岁，六岁，
they will not be bothered by the child for 3 hours.
那个 game 一个一个玩。
And the child will play for a very long time.
再大一点的 video 一个一个看。
And if they're older, we give them videos to watch.
看到最后，越看情绪越不稳定。
But the more they watch these things, the more unstable their emotions become.
越看越有睡觉的问题。
And the more they watch these things, the more difficulty they will have sleeping.
越看跟父母越疏远。
And the more they watch these things, the more distance there will be between them and the parents.
然后我们就骂他们说，为什么这样子呢？为什么整天关在房间？
And then we scold them by asking them why they're always locked up in their rooms.
等到他青少年的时候，你就怪他，他不理你。
When they're teenagers, we say that it's their fault that they ignore us.
他那个时候已经在网络世界，在科学里面沉迷了他自己的，完全不需要你了。
But at that moment in time, they have immersed themselves in the internet and in science, and they no longer require the parents.
所以啊，我们当父母的，无论你怎么忙。
Therefore, as parents, no matter how busy we are,
我们一定要花时间在我们的孩子身上。
We need to spend time on our children.
不要想用科技、科学买一台电脑来当他的保姆。
We should not try to use technology or a computer to use it as a nanny for our child.
不要太早给他们接触。
We should not allow them exposure to these technologies at too early of an age.
就算给他接触了，也是要你来那么严谨的控制，不要送他一台，让他自己去玩。
Even if you allow them to be exposed to this kind of technology, you should control it so that they cannot be on the technology for as much time as they want.
有人说传道理很古板了。
Some people say.
刚吃饭的时候，已经有人跟我讲了，传道理很古板。
When I was eating lunch before, there was a parent who said to me that I'm very traditional.
对啊，我就是只懂这些啊。圣经这样讲，你的心中要平稳安静，就是你要去找妈妈。
But it is true. This is all I know. The Bible tells us that if we want to have a very calm heart, we need to find our mother.
现在妈妈没有空，叫你去找iPad。
But not today. If the mother's not available, then we look for iPad.
爸爸没有空，那买电脑给你。
If the father's not available, then he gives us a computer.
不但是这样，爸爸妈妈自己也玩得很高兴。
Not only so, the parents are also playing with these games.
全家都是低头。
So the entire family is always looking at these screens.
哇，还有全家去抓精灵，现在 Pokemon。 哇。
Or the entire family is
这个很恐怖。
Is catching Pokemon.
你有没有去 Pokemon?
Do you play Pokemon?
哇。 我们在街上走路，是不是头低低的去抓精？
When we're walking on the streets, are our heads always looking down, trying to find Pokemon?
我在看那些新闻哦，哇，有一些人去抓精灵的时候，大家都低头，然后几百个人往一个方向去冲，好疯狂啊！I
saw in the news that when the people were playing, trying to catch Pokemon, hundreds of people would go in the same direction at the same time.
有人说这是魔鬼的工作。
Some people say this is the work of the devil.
魔是不是魔鬼？我不知道。
I'm not sure if it's the work of the devil.
但是魔鬼最会把人的心抓走。
But the devil likes to capture the hearts of men.
你的心如果不在神的上面
，If your heart is not with God，
你的心如果不在父母上面
，If your heart is not with your parents，
你的心如果被抓走了
，Then your heart could be captured.
魔鬼就很高兴。
And then the devil will be very happy.
今天很多孩子的心不在父母身上。
Today many children's hearts are not with their parents.
十二岁之后，你说为什么我孩子变成这个样子
？We ask that why is it that when my child turned 12 they changed so much？
你不能怪他。
But you can, as a parent, you cannot blame your child.
第一，十二三岁之前，你有没有控制他
？Because first, the question is, before they turn age of 12, did you teach them?
第二，这个电脑是谁给他的
？Did you control them? And the second question is, who gave them the computer and the technology?
谁容许他那么小就拥有一台自己的 iPad 或者电脑跟手机
？Who allowed the child at such a young age to have their own iPad or computer or cell phone?
如果你决定那么早就给他拥有一台他自己的东西
，If you are the one who decided to give them these things at such an early age,
你就不能怪他
Then you cannot blame your child.
因为你很忙
，Because you are too busy.
你没有控制他
，And you did not control your child.
所以怎么办
？So then, what should you do?
我们只能够求神的怜悯
You can only ask God for His mercy.
如果你现在孩子还是很小
，If your child is still very young today,
不要犯别人的错误
Then you should not make the mistakes of others.
如果你孩子已经长大了
，If your child is already grown up,
你只能够慢慢的修补，慢慢的求神怜悯，修补关系。
Then the only thing you can do is to continue to ask God for mercy and slowly repair this relationship.
除非他的心回转归向父母。
Unless the child's heart returns to the parent.
不然的话会非常的难。
The child will be very difficult.
那孩童已经过了十二三岁了。
Once a child is past the age of 12 or 13.
那要继续了，怎么样在基督里面来教养他呢？
How shall we continue to train up our child in the Lord?
刚刚我们说到十二三岁是一个分界点。
Just now we said that the age of 12 or 13 is a threshold or a turning point.
十二三岁之前，你可以很严厉的、很规范他，甚至去骂他、打他，他哭他都不会。
Before the age of 12 or 13, you can be strict with their child. You can scold them, and they will not hate you.
因为神创造他的头脑是很特别。
Because God created the minds of children in a special way.
你十二岁之前对他很严，他还是很爱你。
Even if you are very strict with a child before the age of 12, they will still love you very much.
但是十二三岁之后，你就有另外一种方法了。
But after the age of 12 or 13, you have to use a different method.
你就顺着他的发展去培养他，去陪伴他成长。
You will have to go with their development and their timeline to grow with them.
不能用高压的手法，不能用打压的手法来跟小孩子这样子。
You cannot train up a child at this stage with an iron fist.
圣经也是这样讲。
The Bible describes this.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 4.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这里圣经很奇妙哦，特别讲到一点，第四节说，你们做爸爸的不要去惹儿女的气。
Here, very interestingly,the Bible describes in verse 4 that fathers should not provoke their children to wrath.
为什么特别说不要惹你的气呢？
What does it say specifically that the father should not provoke their children to wrath?
因为这个儿女成长到青少年的阶段之后，
Because once a child has become a teenager,
他也建立自己的想法，
The child has his own thoughts.
他也在青春期发育期，
And he is still developing in his teenage years.
他很尴尬，他很尴尬，很 embarrassed.
He can be very embarrassed.
可能是满脸痘痘。
Maybe they're in puberty and they might have a lot of acne.
可能那个声音呢像牛一样。
their voice maybe not like that of an ox.
脸是小孩，那声音很老。
Their face looks like a child, but their voice seems like a very old person.
那女生突然长得很高，那有点尴尬，还要驼背走路。
Some girls become very tall and they feel very embarrassed, so they hunch their backs.
有一些呢，别人都长高了，她还是小黄一样。
And there are others who are still very small, even though their friends have become very big. So you can't really say they're adults, and you can't really say they're children either. There's also a lot of hormones,
很多情绪在里面,
lots of emotions.
那有很多的, 很多的外界的这个环境的改变,
a lot of their environment is changing rapidly.
学业的压力,
they're also under a lot of stress from school.
朋友的比较,
there's also peer pressure from
their
friends.
他真的是不晓得自己是什么。
So at that moment in their life, they do not know who they are.
所以这个是他自己要找一条路，要了解自己的人生。
So at that moment in time, they need to find their own path and understand their own life.
如果你孩子在很小的时候，你没有管他。
If when your child is still very young and you did not train them up.
好了，你现在开始有空了。
And now at this stage, you have time.
你开始觉得说不管不行了。
You realize that you have to train up your child.
你现在开始什么都看不顺眼了，开始要管了。
And you realize that you see many problems with your child.
十二三岁之后，你开始要管了。
And you try to train them up and control them.
那你正在做非常错的事情。
Then you're committing a very grave mistake.
因为那时候他已经长大了。
Because at age 12 or 13, they are already grown up.
他有他的情绪了。
They have their own emotions.
你用高压的，用骂的，用负面的。
If you use oppression, you use negative thoughts to control them,
管得太严,
and you try to control them too much,
这个时候呢，他就跟你反抗了。
Then they will rebel.
这个所以圣经给我们智慧说 ，OK， 你们做父亲的，代表了母亲也是一样。
Therefore, the Bible gives us this wisdom, saying, fathers and also mothers as well.
他青少年期了，你就不要惹他的气。
That once a child reaches a teenager.Age, you should not provoke them.
你知道他有情绪,
because you know they are emotional.
你不要跟他冲着,
so there's no need to provoke their anger.
不要正面的对抗,
there's no need to oppose them directly.
你要忍,
rather, we need to be patient.
他的脸对你很臭,
even if they look at you in a negative way,
他不跟你打招呼,
even if they don't say hi to you,
你跟他讲话, 他越跑越远,
even if they run away when you talk to them,
你不能给他绑起来说, 你跪下来, 悔改。
At that moment, you can't bound them and make them kneel down and repent.
我是你妈，你这样对我。
You can't tell them that because you're the parent, the child can't talk to you that way.
我是念啊念啊念啊讲大道理啊。
Or criticize them all the time.
他就听不进去。
Because they will not be able to listen to.
因为这个青少年时期，他的头脑后面很聪明啊，就是接受讯息很多，但是他听不懂人家讲话。
Because in the teenage years, they're very intelligent. They can receive a lot of information, but they don't understand the words of people.
如果你这时候拼命要跟他讲道理，
and if at that time you try to force information and criticism in their minds,
这样你就惹他的情绪，他就跟你更反抗。
Then you will incur their wrath, and they will only rebel against you.
你的情绪你也更年期了，你也中年了。
And at that time you're in your middle age.
男人也有更年期了，女人有，男人也有。
You may be undergoing menopause.
所以更年期对抗青春期会变什么？
And if you have menopause against puberty, what happens?
家里就没有平安。
There will be no peace at home.
所以圣经告诉我们，你不要惹他。他青少年的时候，他这个样子，你不要惹他。
Therefore, the Bible tells us not to provoke them, even when they're behaving like this at the teenage age.
但是你要告诉他主的教训是什么样。
But you should teach them the ways of God.
我已经告诉你了，你做什么你自己要决定。
I have told you before that whatever you do, you have to decide on your own.
用神的话警戒他，界限你从小就听了，自己现在就决定了。
For example, you can tell your child that they can make their own decisions, but they already know what's right and wrong because they learn about the words of God when they were young.
我管不到你，神在看你。
So you can tell them, I cannot control you, but God watches you.
这个是圣经给我们的智慧啊。
These are wisdom from the Bible.
你要在青少年期的时候要放手了。
When our children are in the teenage years, we need to let them go.
但是今天的父母有时候刚刚做错了，有时候刚好相反。
Today's parents sometimes behave in an opposite way.
小时候放手，长大要管。
When they're little, we don't control them, but when they're older, we try to control them.
完全失败。
But that is a failed method.
好了，那既然不要惹他的气，是不是代表我们什么都不能做呢？
But if we do not want to incur their wrath, does it mean that we cannot do anything?
不是的。
No.
这里告诉我们，
Here the Bible tells us,
第六章第一节,
in chapter 6, verse 1,
你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母。
It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
对父母来,对子女来说,这是他的责任。
This is the responsibility of the children.
你又在主里听父母。
To obey the parents in the Lord.
什么意思?
What does this mean?
这是爸爸妈妈讲的,是在神里面,道理里面讲的话,你要听。
This tells us that if our parents say things to us which are in within the words of God, then we must listen to.
所以在青少年期的父母，首先自己要有大量神的话语在你心里面。
This means as parents of teenagers, we must first have an abundance of the words of God in our heart.
这是父母要有神的话所带出来的权威。
So that the parents can have the authority that comes out of the word of God.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
今天很多父母讲话没有权威。
Today, many parents speak with no authority.
因为他是只讲自己的话。
Because they speak their own words.
哎呦，你这样做我会很生气啊。
They say, for example, if you say this, then I will be very mad.
你怎么可以这样对我？
How can you treat me this way?
青少年不理你的。
But teenagers will not respond to such criticism.
但是如果一个父母有从神来的权柄。
But if a parent has the authority from God.
你跟他讲话的时候。
Then when they speak,
关心他的时候, 不用多讲,
when they show care for their children, they do not have to speak a lot.
一两句,
they just have to say one or two things.
或是陪他读圣经,
or they just have to read the Bible to them.
圣经怎么说?
And say, this is what the Bible says.
他说在主里面就要听你了。
Then in the Lord, the child will listen to you.
不是他听你, 而是他听神。
Not because they listen to you, but because they listen to God.
所以父母很重要, 在这个时代很重要。
In today's generation, parents are very important. We have to read the Bible ourselves. We need to understand the words of God.
那第二节这里说要孝敬父母。
Verse 2 says, honor your father and mother.
我们中文呢,有时候把它翻成孝顺。但是英文呢,它的意思是要 respect, 就是要 honor, 就是要尊重你的父母。
The Chinese translation says to show filial piety, but in English, it means to honor or respect the parents.
所以我们今天有很多小朋友,记得也要尊重父母。
Today, there are many children with us. You must remember to honor your father and
parents. 这是神对我们年轻人,对每一个儿女。
Your father and mothers. And because this is a responsibility that God has given to every child.
孝顺代表要尊重。
Honor means to respect.
你不要觉得说,爸爸妈妈不懂英文,我就看不起他。
You should not think that because your parents do not know English, so you can look down upon them.
爸爸妈妈不会电脑,很古板了。
Just because your parents don't know how to use the computer, so they're very traditional.
你要很尊重你父母。
Rather, you need to respect your parents.
有个妈妈告诉我,
there was one mother who said to me,
我叫我儿子用电脑,请了他五次,他都不理我。
She said, I asked my son to teach me how to use the computer 5 times, but he ignores me.
到最后理我了, 讲两分钟, 就说, 怎么叫你三次你都不懂?
And then at the end, when he tries to teach me,
so slow.
he tries to teach me for 2 minutes, and then criticizes me for not being able to understand it.
他妈妈很伤心的,
so the mother was very sad.
我说你好惨哦, 你还买电脑给他, 还要, 你买了电脑给他, 给他去读书, 你还要比他写, 你很 slow。
I said, you're indeed pitiable because you bought a computer for your child, you send him to school, and you also have to be criticized by your child for being slow.
为什么?
Why?
孩子没有从小被告诉,被规范说,你要尊重你的父母。
It is because the child was not taught when he was young to respect the parents.
12岁以前就要规范他了。
Before the age of 12, we need to teach them these things.
你对你父母是怎么讲话的呢?
We should teach them how to speak to their parents.
你小时候就要告诉他, 你怎么样跟你的父母讲话。
When they're very young, we need to teach them how to speak to the parents.
小时候不教, 长大了, 那没办法, 要受苦了。
Because if you do not teach them when they're young, then when they're older, you will not be able to teach them anymore.
但对孩子本身来说, 一定要尊重父母。
For children, you must respect your parents.
不然以为自己会英文啊, 懂电脑, 就很大不了。
You cannot think that because you know how to use a computer or speak English, so then you're really great.
那我们 本身当父母本身呢，也要想想，我值得我的儿女尊重吗？
As parents, we should also think whether or not we are worthy to be respected by our children.
他们是应该要尊重我吗？
It is a responsibility to respect you.
但是事实上，现实的情况当中，有一些孩子，他从心底里面没有办法尊重自己的父母。
But in reality, there are some children who are unable to respect their parents.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他看到我的父母，他做的跟他讲的好像不一样。
Because they observe that their parents speak differently than they act.
他观察父母在家跟大家教会里面好像也不一样。
They also observe that the parents act differently in church and outside of church.
所以他看都不一样了，就会有不尊重。
When they see this kind of difference, they lose respect.
所以要教导青少年的儿女，不是用讲的。
So to teach a teenage child, you cannot do so only with words.
因为刚刚讲过了，青少年对听的这个力量很低，很低能啊。听不进去。
Because, like we said before, teenagers have a very weak ability to listen.
青少年很多东西很会看。
But teenagers have very strong observation ability.
我发觉现在我要去青年神学班讲课，都不能用讲了，讲一下他们就催眠了，全部睡着。
I realize that when I go to the youth theological seminars, I cannot only speak to them because they will all fall asleep.
因为现在的小朋友注意力三分钟。
Because today, young people, they have an attention span of 3 minutes.
为什么？
Why?
从小看 iPad 长大的， iPad 的 video 就是三分钟。
Because they watch videos on the iPad growing up, and those videos last only 3 minutes.
你现在的 video 我超过三分钟也没人看。
Today, if you have a video that lasts more than 3 minutes, no one watches it.
如果你在网上看到，哇，这个十五分钟的 video 我还不看了。
Because if you go online and you find a 15-minute video, you probably won't watch it.
三分钟啊，可以勉强一下。
But 3 minutes is okay.
现在的人的集中力就是那么短。
So this is the reason why people have very short attention spans today.
我去讲课都不能只用讲的。
When I speak, I cannot just speak.
有时候演一下。
Sometimes I have to be more strict.
要画一下图。
Sometimes I have to draw diagrams.
图片要把它放出来。
I have to project schematics.
把一些很抽象的观念要用画的这样比出来。
And use drawings to describe more abstract thoughts.
我觉得好累。
I feel like this is very difficult.
学生说，你讲的我听不懂，那你画的我懂。
But the students say, when I speak, they don't understand, but when I draw, they do understand.
因为青少年啊，就听都没有办法听得懂，塞住了，前面这一块，头脑这一块要听的东西啊，很慢。
Many teenagers are unable to process hearing information.
但是他们看得懂。
But they can understand it when they look.
所以你的青少年在看你。
So your teenage child is looking at you.
你不用讲大道理。
You do not have to say many words.
他看你怎么表现。
Because your child is looking at how you act.
全部看在心里面。
They can see and they can keep it in their heart.
看到最后有两个可能性。
After their observation of you, there may be two possibilities.
他很尊重你。
First, they may respect you.
但是他不会自己跟你讲说，哎呀，爸爸，我很尊重你哦，你是我的英雄哦，他不会这样讲。
They will not tell you that they respect you very much and that you're their hero.
他放在心里面。
But they will respect you in their heart.
尊重你。
They will respect you.
那看到最后也可能另外一个结论就是鄙视你。
The second possibility after they observe you,
讲讲而已啦。
Is that they don't respect you and because they think you only speak.
这个就是两个可能性。
So these are the two possibilities.
所以我们在基督里面教养孩童。
So as we train up our child in Christ,
孩子一定要尊重父母。
As children, you must respect your parents.
父母要求主耶稣帮助我们变成一个值得 honor, 值得尊重。
And as parents, you need to ask the Lord to help you so that you become a person who is worthy of respect and honor.
这是大前提，孩子一定要尊重父母，无论父母怎么样，你还是要尊重他。
But importantly, for children, no matter what your parent is like, you must respect them.
圣经不是说你父母，记住啊，小朋友，尤其是啊，孩子们，圣经没有说你父母很好，我才要尊重他，没有，圣经没有这样讲哦。
Because for children, remember the Bible never says that if your parent is very good, then honor them.
圣经也没有说我父母很完美，我才尊重他。
Nor does it say that if your parent is very is very perfect, then you honor them.
圣经说，只要他是你父母，你就要尊重他。
Rather, the Bible says that you must honor your parents as long as they're your parents.
那陪伴他成长。
So as parents, we also grow with the child.
给他好的榜样。
We give them a good example.
不要惹他的气。
And we do not incur their, we do not arouse their wrath.
等他过了这几年。
After their teenage years.
18岁之后，他就会正常了。
After they're past the age of 18, they will return to normal.
你要等他成长。
And you have to wait for them to grow.
所以这个是很大的学问。
This is very profound knowledge.
其实谁是青少年呢？
Who are teenagers?
今天我们每一个人在神面前都好像青少年一样，都很不听话。
Indeed, all of us today before God are like teenagers. We don't listen.
有时候我们就很反叛。
Sometimes we're also rebellious.
神呢，都对我们很有忍耐。
Yet God is patient with us.
所以求主耶稣给我们也同样的忍耐。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to also give us that kind of patience.
好，那么来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
339.
339.
He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, gold and grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of bread, is my friend.
Jesus is faithful to me
and true to me. Watches o'er me day and night, following him by day and night is my friend.
Jesus is all
my one better friend. I trust him now, I trust him and my fleeting day shall end.
Beautiful life with such a friend.
Beautiful life that has no end.
Eternal life, eternal joy is my friend.
请坐。
Please be seated.
这首诗歌说, 主耶稣是我们一切所有。
In this hymn, it tells us that Jesus is everything to us.
有主耶稣, 我们的人生就满足了。
If we have the Lord Jesus, we will have a complete life.
我们能够给我们儿女的最宝贵的就是主耶稣。
The most precious thing we can give to our children is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在座的每一个家长都是宗教教育的老师。
So all the parents here with us are RE teachers.
小时候你要对他严一点。
When our children are very young, we need to be more strict to them.
等他青少年了,
when they're teenagers, we need to become their friends.
啊, 不要搞混, 不要搞错。
We should not reverse the order.
小时候你也不要做他的朋友。
When they're very, very young, we should not be their friend.
小时候你要严一点, 用杖来, 用杖, 啊, 要规范。
Because when they're very young, we need to teach them with the staff.
长大了都做朋友了。
And then when they're older, we become their friends.
那圣经都是这样讲呢?
This is what the Bible says.
圣经用旧约来比喻, 那个很严的师父。
The Bible uses the Old Testament to prefigure a very strict master.
啊, 你看, 这旧约都很严格嘛, 对不对?
The Old Testament, you can see, is very strict.
旧约没有说, 啊, 神是你的朋友啊, 这样子, 不, 没有强调这一点。
In Old Testament, it does not say that God is your friend.
旧约强调不守安息日就石头打死。
Rather, it emphasizes that if you do not keep the Sabbath, you will be stoned to death.
哇,很严格的,
it is very strict.
那是小朋友时代,
that is the time of the child.
好了,恩典时代,
but then came the period of grace.
你有圣灵了,
the Holy Spirit.
你头脑比较知道神的旨意了,
we have the Holy Spirit, 好了, we know the will of God.
啊, 那主耶稣做你的朋友,
so at this time, God is our friend.
陪你成长,
God grows with us.
这是神要我们做的,
this is what God wants us to do as parents.
好,
now we're about to pray.
好,
we especially pray for Brother Hansen.
也为品珠姐妹祷告,
and also Sister Pingzhu.
也为我们所有的小朋友来祷告,
and all of the children here.
同心祷告,
let us pray together.
主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做几项报告。
Hallelujah, there are a few announcements that we have to make in the Lord Jesus' name.
首先是秋季灵恩会，灵恩布道会会在9月21到25号。
First, there will be an evangelical service and spiritual convocation, from September 21st to 25th.
那主题是启示录的七间教会。
The theme is the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
那第二报告就是教会的野餐活动地点改到 Sunnybrook Park.
And the second announcement is that the church's picnic will, the location has been changed to Sunnybrook Park.
那时间是9月4号上午10点半。
It will be on September 4th, beginning at 10:30 a.m.
那是以每一家带一道菜的形式来举办的。
And we will ask every family to bring a dish as a potluck.
然后十月的建堂20周年纪念我们有特别的纪念聚会，那我们也在征求照片。
In October, we will have a special service of the 20-year anniversary of Toronto Church. We will have a slideshow.
那接下来是加拿大还有美国的成人神训班。
There are also the Canadian and the U.S. National Adult Theological Seminars.
那加拿大的是从10月3号到9号。
The Canadian NATS is from October 3rd to 9th.
那美国的是11月7号到13号。
And the US NATS is from November 7th to 13th.
那对于参加成人神训班，教会有200元的补贴。
For those who are attending NATS, the church will subsidize their trip with $200.
那我们鼓励各位信徒可以参加来做灵修。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to participate in NATS.
那接下来是下个礼拜的读经进度是撒母耳上31章到撒母耳下的第6章。
In this coming week, our Bible reading will be from 1 Samuel chapter 31 to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
那今天打扫组别是 C 组。
The cleaning group today is group C.
但是 C 组打扫的地方只有楼上而已。
But we ask that the group C just clean up the upstairs.
那楼下是由宗教教育的学员来清扫。
And the downstairs will be cleaned by the RE team.
那九月的安排表已经打印好，也在外面的布告栏上面。
The September Holy Work schedule is finished, and there's copies of them by the bulletin board.
那最后就是大家也看到学生都有特别的 T-shirt.
Finally, we can see that the students all are wearing a very special T-shirt.
接下来就是宗教教育的年末聚会。
Because we will begin our religious education year-end service.
那我也请大家稍坐。
So we ask everyone to remain seated.
那接下来的聚会将会开始。
Because we will begin right away.
Need a moment, he needs to change. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our RE year-end ceremony.
感谢主耶稣，我们现在奉主耶稣圣名开始宗教教育的年末聚会。
On behalf of the RE team, I would like to welcome all parents, all students, teachers, ministers, and all brothers and sisters for joining us in the ceremony today.
那我们代表宗教教育的团队，欢迎所有的长执所有的弟兄姐妹，然后所有的家长还有学生。
And there are many things for us to be thankful for, which is what we do at the end of every RE year, is to give thanks to our God for guiding us through a whole religious education year.